Joe and Anthony Show does not necessarily reflect the views of Shyamba Radio, its sponsors, the Intermedia Group, or the local community radio station carrying this episode. This show can be offensive and may not be your safe space. So there's your trigger warning.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your brother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
the Joe and Anthony Show on
Shyamba. That's right. You should be listening. Because if you're not listening, then what the... Right, Anthony?
Absolutely. Absolutely. What are we doing if you're not listening? Well, we're not doing much of anything.
Exactly.
So, hey, everyone. This is Anthony live in Studio A in Tampa.
Hey, everybody. It's Joe live in Studio B in Chicago.
Hi, Betty here, your lovable artificial personality unit. This is episode 192 of the Joe and Anthony Show for Tuesday, October 8th, 2019. In case you didn't know it, the Joe and Anthony Show has a page on facebook.com/ the Joe and Anthony
Don't
Show.
Don't break your cherry.
We are also on Spotify, Google Play Music, iTunes, Radio for All, and on our website, shyamba.org. Subscribe, add, like, favorite, or visit our website, just like us, damn it. And now, Joe and Anthony get cracking with the TP segment. Take it away, guys. Betty out.
Well, thank you there for that lovely, whatever you said, Betty.
You got it, Joe.
Thank you, Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
So, how's your week or day or whatever the hell's been going on there, Anthony?
Not bad. I've been spending a good portion of my time getting plans together for my upcoming trip, which I am very excited about, and you are also very excited about.
Yes.
So I've been trying to get all that together and figure out what's going on. And then my weeks still feel all out of whack. This whole Monday, Wednesday class thing, show on Tuesday.
You're out of whack.
I just feel my schedule feels like a pretzel. It feels like it does. And we're halfway through the semester. I should be used to it by now. I mean, we're literally halfway through the semester, but for some reason I'm still kind of in this whole
Maybe because it takes up every single moment of your time.
It does.
And everything takes up every single moment.
My Mondays and Tuesdays are very long days.
Yeah.
Very long
days.
Your
Wednesdays seem to be somewhat longish too, right?
Yeah, Wednesdays. Mondays and Wednesdays, yeah. Tuesdays, well, because we do the show on Tuesday.
Yeah.
But the good thing about Tuesday is, though, I get home and I stay home.
And it's a relax moment.
Yeah,
too.
I'm home for a while, you know. But on Mondays and Wednesdays, I'm running out. I'm staying late at work, and then I'm running out to class, and then, you know, coming home at 10 o'clock at night, 9:30. It's just ridiculous. That's been my week. But eventually, it will all go into order, and then, you know, everything will change, and it'll be all out of whack again. So, how about you, Joe? How's your Joe's day or week?
It's been quite all right.
Has it now?
It's fall.
Yay.
And I'm also preparing for a vacation extended weekend, which is going to be actually starting Thursday evening once Anthony comes into Chicago. We will be inspecting the studios for roaches.
Roaches.
And the general condition of the network and other electrical Brian.
Rochadios.
So what do we got in the announcements?
Let's see. This Way Out moved to Tuesday.
Did it work successfully?
It worked successfully last Tuesday, and I think it's going to work successfully this Tuesday, so I believe This Way Out has moved to Tuesday. There are no new voicemails.
And our chat room is currently open at chiampa.org. That's C-H-I-A-M-P-A.org. And our phone lines are ready for you, too, at 813-327-8566. And what you got for us in the weed corner, Anthony?
And the website's running a little slow.
Yeah. You know, it runs slow on the first go, but then once you're in it, it seems fine.
Yeah, it's kind
of. Or it may it, you may be like, "What the hell are you all talking about?"
Yeah,
it's
so just fine, but we're gonna so. Be we're gonna migrate. We're planning on migrating to a new server. That's been the plan for a while, and this has now expedited that plan. So, but until then, stay tuned.
If you're listening to this on a recast, it won't affect you at all.
Not at all,
because you listen on recast capabilities.
Yes. Yes, for whatever that's worth. So anyway, my weed corner. Yes, there we go. We got the weed corner. So,
yay, weed corner.
Yep. So get this hot mess here. So this comes from Leafly, and the California Department of Consumer Affairs acted on a tip and served a search warrant Thursday at a light industrial space in Northwest Los Angeles. What they found was an illegal cannabis product manufacturing operation apparently being operated by a legal state licensed company, Cushy Punch. Yeah. So, my button is just ridiculous. How's that? Okay, I think I'm in stereo again. My button has just been really fussy. Authorities seized a number of finished products, including gummies in Crazy Punch packaging and disposal vaporizers in Cushy Vape packaging worth millions of dollars.
Yikes.
Yeah, so go figure. A source familiar with Cushy Punch accused the company of maintaining two facilities, one licensed and one for the black market. According to the source, cannabis that tested clean went through crusty punches. Cushy Punch's licensed facility and into the licensed supply chain. However, cannabis that might fail the pesticide standards of California went to the illicit extraction lab, a pen factory, and kitchen. Yeah, how about that? So, Cushy Punch CEO Ruben Cross did not respond to Leafly's attempts to reach him to address the accusations.
Well, isn't that the same now if you buy, like, regular tomatoes versus organic tomatoes? You know? Shouldn't people be allowed to have that option of purchasing regular weed, which may use pesticides versus organic weed, which may not use pesticides?
I think one of the biggest... a lot of marijuana is under a quality restriction standard by the state, for one. You really don't want to be inhaling pesticides.
You're going
to
ingest them.
You ingest them, inhale them, whatever you do with them. So...
I'm using the tomato as a comparison. You could potentially be ingesting pesticides when you're eating that tomato, or that carrot, or that other fruit or vegetable.
You could be. That's very true. You very well could be. I don't know. The market has required that it has a high standard. You know.
Which I totally agree with, for sure, but I just think it's odd that you can get away with... Well, it's just... Yeah. But anyways...
We can spend a long time talking about that one. And that it won't go anywhere. All right, this next one comes from High Times. Yes, it is a fun one. The first fully licensed cannabis cafe in the United States opened its doors in West Hollywood last Tuesday.
Yay!
The Lowell Cafe invites patrons to pair a joint with its menu inspired by the flavor profiles of the plant. Customers who visit the cafe will be offered tableside flower service from a flower host and will be invited to choose a cannabis selection to be smoked on site. Food and drink will also be available. I know, doesn't that sound good? The cafe says that the new establishment is for everyone from families to grandparents and cannabis veterans. The cafe also offers a dab bar for serious smokers. That's it for your weed corner with Anthony.
And so yes, since we have some random discussion time, I'm excited for this trip, folks, for one.
Good.
I'm taking an Amtrak train.
There you go. I did that over Christmas, which was also fun.
Right?
Yeah.
For two, Anthony is coming into town on Thursday, so we'll have some time to spend here in the studios for a moment or two.
Yeah, why didn't we... Last time we were up... Oh, yeah, you had that Madonna concert or something.
Yep.
Or City... Yep. I don't know who was in concert.
It was Madonna.
Was it? Okay.
Yeah.
So you were gone for like almost half of my trip, a good chunk of my trip.
Yeah.
So it's good you'll be around.
Yeah. So, and then I'm actually potentially going to see that movie Joker on Thursday night.
There's been some buzz around the office about it, and people seem to be very interested in it. I don't know what I think about it, if I want to see it or not.
I sense the buzz.
The buzz.
I haven't read
The buzz cart?
I haven't read anything.
Where's the buzz cart?
Wait, oh, wait. Yes.
Here's the buzz. It's your buzz. Your. There you go.
The buzz cart. The buzz cart of the Joker. The Joker movie. Anyways, let's
stop
that.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So,
that was something.
You know, right? Every time I want to do a movie buzz, I'm going to use that now. Thank you.
Yeah, there you go. Every time you do a movie buzz. So,
I've seen bits and pieces of this and that and heard people talk bits and pieces of this and that. I'm just going to ignore it all and go see the movie.
However,
what I'm not ignoring is the fact that there's been some shenanigans at various movie theaters. Shenanigans could include cigarette smoking inside the theater.
Now, why would people cigarette smoke inside the theater?
Well, I don't know.
What's the point of that? I mean, I'm like, is it a movie about smoking? Is it like an anti-smoking movie?
Maybe they had anxiety.
I mean, does Chuck Norris come on and say, do not smoke cigarettes? And, you know, I mean, seriously, why the fuck are you smoking in the goddamn movie theater if it's, I mean, really, come on. If you're going to make a political statement, Jesus, maybe be relevant for God's sakes.
Wow. So, and then the other situation involved...
Anthony's rant was brought to you by weed.
And the other interesting situation involved two guys standing up and starting to, like, talk loudly and be boisterous and such.
Why? Why do people do this?
I don't know. People love to instigate, though. They love to create a spectacle and create pandemonium. And, you know, it's...
Counter parade. It's the counter parade.
Yeah. People get a kick out of that.
Yeah, I guess so.
There's a little craziness out there.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe we'll just wait. Maybe we'll just wait till it comes out on Blu-ray or something.
Blu-ray. Or Netflix. You know, it's funny.
I'll wait for the VHS version to come out.
I was checking out something and... I hardly use Netflix anymore. It seems like I'm on Amazon Prime now more than anything.
It's we go back and forth. There's certain shows that we follow, and so far it's worked out to where, like, a show that we watch is on Hulu during a certain time frame. And then after it ends, something else comes on Netflix. And then something else comes on
Bing Bong
Prime. I mean, we always got Prime. Netflix, we get the DVDs too, so because we use those sometimes can be useful in storing data. Anyway, so, but other than that, you know, it's, we kind of use all of them, but what did we have? 2015? There we go. Now it's, I think it's time for Joe's Corner.
And okay, it's time for our word of the show.
Yeah, what's our word of the show?
Last week, if you don't remember, our word was crepuscular, whose definition is someone who just can't stop talking. And now, our show this week, our word this week is bailiwick. And bailiwick means a bailiff's jurisdiction, or in our day's terms, a person's specific skill or knowledge, like as in making poop jokes is my bailiwick.
I see.
Continued discussions until 17.05. Hey.
Yep. Yeah, so, that's absolutely right.
You know, it's kind of a word that you just don't use as much, but you could, you know, somebody might use it in a feat of anger, like, hey, this is my bailiwick. This is my bailiwick.
This is my shoe negative and aggery. Trying to improve the English language one show at a time. And let me tell you, there's a lot of improvement that's needed. Woo!
Let Roger start some of that improvement.
Why don't you do that, Roger?
Wow.
Hello.
It's the other lovable artificial personality unit, Roger, if you didn't know it. And if you did, well, pip pip and cheerios for you. Cheerio. This is the National Day moment for today. Well, it won't be today if you're not listening today. Anyway, the date I am speaking of is Tuesday, October 8th, 2019, and it is National Fluff and Nut Day, Pierogi Day, and American Touch Tag Day. Wow. Well, Joe is going to pull real hard on a fake fancy lever that causes Anthony to push an actual fancy button that stimulates a rather crazy spinning wheel, quote unquote, I think. Yes. No. Wow. Error 13.2. I feel so Panucci when I do she. Take it away, guys.
Are you actually enjoying something, Anthony?
I don't know what's going on.
Well, it says something here that you're enjoying the new Toe Camel Smegma Jam flavor.
Oh, yeah.
Paul stands, I think. Available exclusively at your local Dollar Miscellaneous store.
Oh, yeah, hold on. Let me try that again. I'm off in my own little world right now. Thanks, Roger. Tonight I am enjoying the new Toe Camel Sex Smegma Jam flavor from Paul and Stan's Ice Cream. That's delicious. Available. I am coughing so much. Available exclusively at your local neighborhood Dollar Miscellaneous store, where a dollar will buy you miscellaneous stuff.
Oh, boy.
All right, now we need to Joe pull the wheel.
Oh,
I don't know what's going on. Wait, I gotta compose myself. Hold on. You started getting all Mr. Gay. That's why we can't do a live broadcast in the same studio sometimes, because we would just be a giggle fest for the rest of the night. All right, let me get my spectacles back down so I can see the TV here. All right, click me. All right, I clicked you. All right. ABC Action News brings us our random news story of the night about a woman, a ceiling, and some stolen merchandise. The store manager of a Big Lots in Charlotte County, Florida, called authorities last Tuesday after they saw Krista, 37, editing text somewhere else in the story. I'm just reading. I see this pink cursor just moving. I like that's typing. Just right across the bottom. Anyway, she took it. Christina took an entire cart of merchandise into the women's restroom and used garbage cans as a makeshift barricade. Are you gonna be all right there, Chip? Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. The manager called 911 around 7:30 in the evening and yelled to Christina that deputies were on the way. So Christina climbed into the store's ceiling in an attempt to make a Mission Impossible style getaway. Yeah, right. When deputies arrived with the fire department, they saw Christina several times as they removed tiles. But she ignored their commands to give up and kept moving throughout the ceiling. The store was evacuated, and the fire department used ladders and thermal imaging to aid in their search. During the search, one deputy located Christina's purse in the ceiling and found a spoon with a white residue on it, later identified as morphine, and three syringes were inside. Eventually, Christina climbed out of the ceiling around 1:40 in the morning and was arrested when she reached the ground. She was charged with felony criminal mischief, petty theft, possession of moose poop, paraphernalia, resisting a merchant, and resisting law enforcement without violence. The store suffered significant damage to its ceiling, ductwork, and drywall. It will be closed until repairs can be made and moose poop can be removed. Back to you, Betty.
Hey, listen to these shows and more that we recast on Chamba Radio. The World Labor Hour with the Lovable Dave, Gus, and Bill.
Oh my goodness.
Pepper Meditations with John DuBose, and the Inept Supervillains podcast where black geeks drink while discussing society, politics, and geek-related media, usually to disastrous results. Have an idea for a show? Call us at 813-327-8566. Be sure to visit chimba.org for our complete broadcast schedule, social medias, and much more. Back to you, Joe. Betty, 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 bye-bye, out.
Well, thanks, Betty. And without further ado, it's time for your Chiampa weather from Chicago's Midway International Airport. Unless you're listening live, it's not currently a 70 degrees. The dew point is at 41, giving us a heat index of nothing. The humidity is at 35%, and winds are howling out of the south at 7 miles per hour. Pre-pilot types, the visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, Tuesday night, clear with a low around 53. Wednesday, sunny with a high near 68. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 5. Whoa, that's low! I'm sure that was a 53. I remember that. Thursday, mostly cloudy with a high near 71. Thursday night, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 a.m. Friday. A chance of showers and thunderstorms, then showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm after 1 p.m. Mostly cloudy with a high near 68. Chance of precipitation is 70%. Friday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy. And get out your galoshes and scarves. We expect a low around 39.
What the hell? I'm going to be there.
There's a huge winter storm coming, and it's giving us colder temperatures but rain. And it's giving, like, Minnesota and Dakota's, like, huge snow.
Do you still at least have some fall color going on around there?
We haven't even started fall color yet.
Really? You haven't started fall color
yet? It hasn't even barely started yet.
Well,
yeah.
I guess it's going to start soon.
You know what's happening, though, a lot lately is it's just been like the leaves just fall.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Sometimes it doesn't even change. It
doesn't even change. That's kind of scary. Yep. All right. Well, I'll let you finish your weather.
So, and that's your Chicago weather now for the news.
And now for the news. And now...
Wow!
Oopsie poopsie.
Wow.
Thanks, Roger. But when will this come to a home near you? Probably not for a long time yet. From our friend Ben Hooper from UPI. October 4th, a
Colorado physicist is putting his scientific expertise to a practical purpose, using a 3D printer for a practical purpose, remind our dear listeners, using a 3D printer to build a practical purpose Lamborghini with his 11-year-old son. Erie resident Sterling and his son Thunder started work on their full-size working model of an Italian sports car, specifically the Lamborghini Aventador. When the boy asked his father if it was possible, "One day I said to him, hey, can we build one of those?" Sander told WCNC-TV. Sterling said his background as a gearhead has thus far been more helpful than his training as a physicist. The car won't be a proper Lamborghini. It contains a Corvette V8 engine and various parts procured from a junkyard, including Porsche components. But Sterling said it will look like the real thing. The father and son recently posted video of the vehicle going for a short test drive. The duo said they hope their project will inspire more kids to get interested in polluting STEM education. Okay, you say you hate math, you may not like science, you may not like language arts, you may not even like art, but it all comes down together with this one project. Oh, Xander. Let's move on.
Let's move along. Come on. The button.
Oh, boy. So, you know, but hey, these things you would think you'd find in Florida, and if they ain't pets, well, this may tell us that climate is truly changing and certain areas are going to see more exotic creatures about. Yeah, October 3rd, a young alligator found near a Pennsylvania river is the 7th alligator found in the state this year, and the 5th in a single county. Humane Animal Rescue said the small gator, dubbed Gus, was found Tuesday night near Allegheny River in Lawrenceville. "Don't get us wrong, we love having this little guy around. But wasn't 6 alligators in 1 year enough?" the rescue said in a Facebook post. Gus was found near the Allegheny River in Lawrenceville last night. Hey, Florida, you can keep your gators. The alligator is the 7th found in Pennsylvania in 2018 and the 5th found in Allegheny County.
Wow.
There's something about Allegheny County that loves alligators.
Wow.
Alligators love Allegheny. Blah, 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 blah. Let's move
on. Wow. God damn it.
Wow.
There we go.
Wow.
Fiddles McGinty. Wee.
Fiddles McGinty.
Little piggy. Wee. Fiddles McGinty. Shut it down.
October 3rd, boy. UPI. Police in Britain shut down a busy highway for more than 3 hours. Well, officers and firefighters did what, Anthony? What would you think they did to cause a busy highway to be shut down for more than 3 hours?
They had an orgy.
Ooh! Ooh!
Ooh! Now one more time.
Oh, I get another chance?
One more chance. Fiddles McGinty.
Fiddles McGinty. They're having a wiener roast.
Nice answers, but wrong again. Oh, they chased a loose pig that escaped from a trailer.
Oh, nice.
Surrey police responded about 2:10 p.m. Wednesday to a stretch of the A31 highway in Farnham when a pig escaped from a trailer and ran loose through traffic. Police shut down the highway in both directions for the safety of drivers and the animal while various video games recreated Frogger, and rescue service crews were summoned to help pursue the porcupine traffic hazard, or the porcine, the pork hazard, the bacon hazard, oh god. The chase took place near the appropriately named Hog's Back area of A31. We're pleased to confirm that the pig was removed from the A31 near Farmham and the road has been reopened. So thank you for your patience. Definitely one of our most self-generating fun incidents. And that is a wrap on Joe's News, sourced by the lovable Chip Skipper and his Crack News team. Back to you, Anthony.
Thanks, Joe.
You're so welcome.
Close this window here and get rid of some Fiddles McGinty somewhere along the line. All right. Thanks, Joe. Do you want to be part of this disjointed Southern Fried collusion-free GMO-loaded experience? Then give us a call at 813-327-8566. This week on This Way Out, how the October 1979 first ever National March on Washington found its way, and in the news, queer Mauritian youth fight their country's same-gender sex ban, thugs attack pride events in Lubin and Budapest, Ames, Iowa ignores Trump's unsafe pride crosswalks decree, and a Russian court shutters two major LGBTQ rights groups for homo-promo protest. Yeah, a first ever trans visibility march brings thousands to D.C. and new Ogallala Suic hate crime laws protect LGBT and two-spirit people. Okay. All that and more this week when you discover This Way Out, the international LGBT radio news magazine, that and now on Tuesday nights at 9 Eastern after the Joe and Anthony show on Cheyampa Radio. I have no clue what is going on. Hang tight, folks. We'll be back with our ballywick in about 4 minutes after this break.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyenne for Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, and Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retro commercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Cheyenne for Radio. Flashback.
Everybody, halo, halo is the shampoo that glorifies your hair, so halo, everybody, halo, with softer, lively curls and brighter, sparkling hair, so halo, everybody, halo, halo, shampoo, halo.
You make this shot, you can have anything you want for dinner.
Go, go! I have Kentucky Fried Chicken, Mom.
You got it, superstar.
Kids love Kentucky Fried Chicken, just like other folks. And with all those delicious fixins', what a meal.
It's finger licking good! Real goodness from Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Tab's got a fabulous chance for you to win a free week at the famous spa and resort, La Costa. To enter, look for Tab's free guide, Spa Secrets from La Costa. It's filled with sassy secrets on fitness, fashion, and beauty. Plus, coupons for Tab and all these great products. You'll find Tab's free guide in these March magazines, along with your chance to go home a sassier you. So enter now to win.
Ooh, Tab's got it.
Listen, we're not NPR. We only ask that you talk up once in a while. Keep your wallets in your pocket, and if you happen to have on one flat and one punk, well, we have some wisdom for you, and that is keep it tuned to WEED for your oral caffeine.
Hey, there he is. How's it going?
I'm having a stroke.
Are you going to shake my hand or what?
I'm having a stroke.
Wow, you're not even moving your arm.
I'm having a stroke.
Are you okay?
I'm having a stroke.
Your face looks weird, too.
I'm having a stroke.
Are you having a seizure or something?
I'm having a stroke.
When someone is having a stroke, they may not be able to say it with words, but their body language will tell you loud and clear.
I'm having a stroke.
You just need to know the sudden signs. Look for FAST, F-A-S-T. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. Or S, speech difficulty. Then T, time. Time to call 911 immediately, because the sooner they get to the hospital, the sooner they'll get treatment. And that can make a remarkable difference in their recovery. Know the sudden signs. Face, arm, speech, time. Spot a stroke fast. Visit StrokeAssociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? When floodwaters reach your door? When wildfires are engulfing the edge of your neighborhood? Or an earthquake is destroying buildings? Or is the best time, perhaps, today? During a disaster, you may not be able to stay in touch with your family or friends as easily as you think. Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
Go ahead and cue one of those robots.
Alright. He's been acting a little weird, so don't be surprised if something strange sounds. Uh-oh.
Go ahead, he's sounding pretty strange right now, that's for sure.
He doesn't seem to want to play. Uh-oh. Is he playing?
That's a problem. Do we have a Betty's? Is Betty playing?
He's not playing, folks. This could
Uh-oh.
Be a bad...
Uh-oh.
Let's see.
Roger here. Welcome back. Thank God it's Monday, because
welcome
up next
back,
we've got
Roger.
A Tampa
Jesus.
Weather forecast and what you've really been
That's
waiting
fine.
For. Wow. Anthony's crazy Florida news. But first, go grab your favorite devices, snacks, and beverages, biatches, so we can get started with Anthony's crazy everything. Take it away, the lovable Anthony.
Thanks, Roger.
I think he just wants to be quiet now.
Huh. Interesting.
You're welcome, Joe.
Oh!
You're welcome, Anthony.
See, well, there you got it. He's just being all kinds of... He's being Roger.
Yep.
Roger is being Roger, and that's what Roger does, and that's okay. All right, before we get to my crazy Florida news, it's time for yours, Shyampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. Unless you're listening live, it is not currently lightly raining and 77 degrees. The humidity is currently 90%. The dew point is 74 and visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, Tuesday night, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly before 2 in the morning, mostly cloudy with a low around 75. On Wednesday, a 40% chance of showers and storms, mainly after 2 in the afternoon, mostly cloudy with a low around 75. On Wednesday, a 40% chance on Wednesday night. Did I just do Wednesday? Yeah? Okay, Thursday. A 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 2 in the afternoon, mostly sunny with a high near 88. And then Thursday night, 30% chance of showers before 8 in the evening, partly cloudy with a low around 73. I won't care. I won't be here. That's it for your Shyampa weather for Tampa Bay. Now time for some crazy Florida news.
Crazy.
Oh, yeah. Crazy Florida news. Let me open up my news script. All right. All right, so the Tampa Bay Times brings us our first Florida news story of the night about a woman with a little too much time and crazy on her hands. Michelle's parents discovered a stockpile she had recently amassed and knew they had to call for help. Deputies responded to the home on Jagged Cloud Drive and found 24 pipe bombs, fuse material, pistol powder, 23 knives, 2 hatchets, nunchucks, 2 pellet rifles, 6 pellet pistols, and a partridge in a pear tree.
Was she, like, in a Confederate war?
We don't know. She was just fucking batshit crazy. I don't know. The home was evacuated and the bomb squad was called in. Inside each pipe bomb were nails, metallic pellets, or a combination of both, and would have taken at least 60 seconds per device to add the already present powder and fuse material to detonate each bomb. Investigators also found dozens of books and DVDs about murder, mass killing, domestic terrorism, and bomb making. Among the books was the Manifesto of Ted Kaczynski, the domestic terrorist known as the Unabomber. When deputies spoke to Michelle not long after the discovery last Thursday, she admitted to making the pipe bombs and said she had planned to use them to hurt people. Michelle, 27, now faces 24 counts of making a destructive device with the intent to harm people. Each count is a felony, punishable by up to 15 years in prison. Michelle is being held in lieu of $180,000 bail and does not have any previous arrests in Florida. Yeah, how about that for a cash register?
Damn.
You want to hear that again? Yeah.
Ooh, your pancakes are now $5 million.
Yep, absolutely. All right, moving right along. Our next crazy Florida story of the night comes from WFTS ABC Action News in Tampa Bay, where someone got a little carried away again. Police say Leonard, 55, and a victim were arguing when he became angry that she wouldn't date him. Yeah, that's a little nutso. Leonard pushed the machete... Oh, pulled the machete from a sheath on his belt and raised it towards the victim and said, "I'll cut you up," according to police reports. The victim ran away and called the police. Of course she ran away. Good for her. Clearwater police arrested Leonard just before 7 p.m. on Friday night. After his arrest, Leonard refused to cooperate and yelled obscenities at the responding officers. Leonard was also heavily intoxicated at the time, according to the report. He was arrested on a $5,000 bond and is facing aggravated assault charges. He remains behind bars.
Wait, $5,000?
Just $5,000.
Wow.
That's it.
Huh.
Well, you know.
And
he didn't make pipe
bombs.
Yeah, she was, what was it, $180,000.
Ooh, yay!
See, that's worthy of that cash register.
Okay, but now... Now...
Yes.
You've got the next story.
Are we ready to move on?
I think so.
Are you sure? Are we done with our questions for this story? Okay.
You.
Good. Our final story comes from the Pensacola News Journal and tells a peculiar story of Florida nakedness. Is this a Why Not Me, Joe? Maybe. Let's find out. Christopher allegedly entered a woman's home around 6 a.m. while wearing women's clothing. Maybe not. And held a pillow over the woman's... Are you okay?
I'm fine.
Okay, good. All right, let's try that again.
Moose poop.
Moose poop. That's a lot of moose poop. All right. Held a pillow over her face, causing her to struggle and to try to escape. He then allegedly held a knife to her throat and told her that he would kill her baby if she tried to get away, according to the arrest report. Yeah, I don't know. You don't like that much cray-cray. Maybe you do. I don't know. I didn't think you were that kinky. The victim, who stated in the report that she did not know how the suspect got into her home, told authorities that Christopher retrieved a bra and underwear from her dresser drawer and put them on. At some point during the incident, the victim observed Christopher trying on clothes that belonged to her infant child. Yeah, this one's a bit of a... That's definitely that one. Christopher dragged the woman into the living room and forced her to watch porn on his cell phone while he masturbated on the couch in front of her.
Why do I feel like he had like this crappy flip phone too.
Probably, yeah, I probably did.
Yeah, like the, you know,
no, he didn't have a crappy flip phone. He had like he had one of those LG phones, like a 6-year-old LG phone, and the screen is so cracked, and it's got like a screen protector on it. That's on another screen protector that's holding the original screen protector on, and it's peeling off at the edges and just all like nasty and cruddy around these like curled up edges. Yeah, that's what I imagined. that's kind of what I pictured. She repeatedly tried to call the police, but the suspect grabbed her, scratched her, and forced her to remain on the couch. Christopher left around 9 in the morning and allegedly told the victim he would kill her if she called police. A camouflage vehicle headrest cover that the suspect allegedly abandoned on the victim's kitchen floor was sent for evidence and tested positive for a match. Christopher, 36, was arrested on Wednesday and charged with aggravated assault, battery, and unnatural and lascivious sex offense.
Larceny
and home invasion with a weapon, and is currently being held on a bond of, are you ready, on a bond of $283,500. Christopher has been booked into the Escondido County Jail 6 times since 2009. He is definitely a frequent flyer.
Wow.
Yep. All right, that's it for your crazy Florida news. I'm beat. Back to you, Betty.
Well, you can thank the database that you are tuned in to Shyampa Radio. We're always looking for unique content and people. Call Shyampa Radio anytime at 813-327-8566, and you too can hang out in the studio with these two idiots.
That's us.
Be a part of this unique Q-Studio experience. Be sure to visit us at Shyampa.org for our latest podcast schedule. And did you know you can chat on our webpage?
Just click chat.
But now, go grab your bongs, bitches, because your two lovable stoners are going to start babbling on about this or that. Hold on, woohoo, here it comes, Plethora Monday. Take it away, guys.
Well, thank you so much, Betty.
You got it, Betty. Joe. You got it, Anthony.
We should make an announcement, folks, that there will be no new show next Tuesday because we will still be in vacation mode, and we've decided no show.
Vacation.
Which I think is a good break. It's good to take a break now and then.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know, I'm slowly getting used to Tuesdays. I know we've got a whole bunch of things to say in the script, but I just kind of abandoned it for
That's
a minute.
Right.
I'm still
That's
looking
right.
at Mr. I'm still looking at Mr. Florida Nakedness over here.
Are you? Just, are you into
yeah,
Mr.
I
Florida
need to stop
Nakedness?
Looking at. I need to turn him off.
We're still not showing up on the Shoutcast directory. I think I'm going to have to just create new Shyampa Shoutcast accounts or stations and just point the new servers to that token.
I think that's a good show title. He's not all that.
There you go. That sounds good. That will get us the teeny bop crowd.
Oh, boy.
Yep. Care Bear panties will be flying at us from every direction, and we'll be
Care
running
Bear
away.
Panties?
I don't know. What else could I say?
You know, though, I saw this Sagger. He was wearing, like, universe print underwear.
Oh, I forgot. That's what they're called, right? They're called Saggers.
Yeah.
They call them something else here in the South. I can't say it on the radio. I can't even say it on this radio.
Okay.
But, yeah, it's, yeah, and they're verbal about it. It's not, that's why I'm like, oh, wow, you actually said that in a public place. Okay. I'm just going to keep moving on. So,
but yeah, Sagger, yeah. And he was wearing universe, like, stars and nebulas.
Well, look at that. He had the galaxy on his buttocks.
Yes, he did.
Good for him. Did you learn about the galaxies while staring at his buttocks?
He didn't have buttocks, though. That's the problem.
No buttocks? It was kind of like
so
it was kind of like looking
galaxies
at a straw
and
halfway
the stars
on the wrapper.
Were kind of just... Ooh. Ooh. Yeah. Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much, right?
So, yeah. Wow. Yeah. So, folks, we've got our show title, yay. Yeah, and what do you got to say, Anthony?
Wow, Roger's testicles got lost on the way to the repair depot.
Oh.
Wow. Don't we have a few things to talk about tonight, Joe?
Wow.
Wow.
Oh, no, Roger. Your testicles are also your brains.
Well.
Hi.
he seems to be doing all right without them for the time being, so we'll just keep it that way, I guess.
Apparently. That's scaring me.
Yeah, that's quite frightening.
And you know what else is scaring me? The fact that I can't see you anymore because the window got hidden. Anyways, you're coming to Chicago.
Yes, I'm coming to Chicago. I depart Thursday morning, and I arrive in Chicago around noonish.
So and then we arrive.
Yeah, and you sent me your time schedule, and so I'll work with that, and we'll hook up and do dinner or something. I think we were going to do dinner right around from your place, weren't we?
Yes.
So.
We can go to the Iguana Cafe.
Okay, that was it. I didn't know if it was the iguana, the chicken, or the
bowl. Yeah, so I will make sure that I am home ASAP.
ASAP.
And I will even give you a linky link to Ooh. Iguana so you can put it into your map.
Ooh.
So you're coming here. We got Urbana, which is going to be a really fun time.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting. You're going to head down on Friday. You're going to I was talking with Dave. I'm going to reach out to Dave when we get there and shoot him or just give him a call. And we can meet up. He had a place in mind, I think, for like lunch or something like that. Some local place.
Okay, cool.
I think Bill doesn't get out of work until 3:30 or something. So we'll see what's going on with him. But yeah,
in the morning.
No. In the afternoon, 3:30 in the afternoon. Yeah.
What time am I meeting you in good old Urbana?
I don't know. Probably around noon.
About noon? Okay.
Maybe. I mean, I want to leave. Let me do a Google map it. I'm trying to see how long it's going to take. I think it's only going to take, like, 2 hours.
And it should take me, like, an hour and a half, 2 hours to get to that location.
Yeah.
I don't know why I thought it took, like, 5 hours.
5 hours? No.
15 miles an hour.
Urbana, Illinois. It's probably about the same amount of time for me to drive to Orlando.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Oh, yeah.
So, folks, would
two
you
hours,
just rent a
two,
bed?
About 3 hours. 2.5, 3 hours. It's not too bad.
That's not bad.
No, it's not incredibly bad.
Would you just rent a bed instead of a room to live in, Anthony?
No.
No?
No. Absolutely not.
Never?
Absolutely not. That's ridiculous.
Oh man,
I'm
dude,
sorry.
It's starting
That's
to become
ridiculous.
Popular in the ritzier communities.
Is it really?
Yes.
Wow.
Renting out a bed in some kind of setup where you share things.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's
so like kind of like a bunkhouse type of thing, like a hostel, like a dorm. Well, but a dorm is still kind of a room as well, because, you know, it's like it's usually like two beds in a bedroom with a desk and a dresser type of thing. So, you know.
But in this, they share a common kitchen with other people.
Gotcha.
You know, I guess it's a good idea, but the rents that they're charging aren't that much more inexpensive than just getting your own fucking apartment.
No, that's a good point. That's a very good point. You know, but I mean, how much is an apartment in these regions? I mean, like, I know San Francisco, it costs like, you know, it's like $6 million a square foot to rent anything.
Yeah, right. It's expensive. Holy shit.
Yeah, right.
I don't know, but, you know, the prices of a one bedroom probably like $1,300 to $1,500.
Wow.
And for a bed, it would be like maybe $975 to $1,225.
So it can be cheaper. But I'm assuming the ones down at the $900 scale are probably pretty nasty.
I don't know, or they could just be small. or you could get limited facilities.
Your kitchen might be a microwave oven and a mini fridge.
And maybe the bathroom, you know, you have to deposit a quarter or there's time
spend
limits.
A penny.
Yeah. You know, or what happens if it's taken forever, you know?
Yeah,
do you have
right.
to insert your credit card somewhere or how does that work, you know?
Maybe it's like room service. They just bill you at the end of the month. Oof.
Like how much poop you deposit. Oof. They record you.
So let's see. Moving on. Yay for hotels.
Woohoo! Luxury living. Because when we come back,
we're going to be staying.
Yeah.
We'll be staying in a nice little. Well, it looks like a converted brownstone, like maybe a converted 12 flat.
Yeah.
So, which is going to be pretty awesome.
It's going to be fun.
I think it's the Majestic Hotel.
The Majestic.
Majestic, yes. So, but anyway. Sounds like the ugly lights are coming on, and I need to start packing. So I want to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in on our recast later on, or just supporting us in your own special little snowflake way.
Wow.
Wow.
Packing! Oh, yay! Thank you, Roger. Oh, hey, glad you could join us for the Joe and Anthony Show tonight here on Shyampa Radio. Remember, all times are New York time. Be sure to check out my collection of weekend entertainment with Weekend with Joe. It comes on Saturdays at 4 p.m. Then check out the World Labor Hour on Saturdays live at noon, Sundays at noon, and then another recast on Sunday evening at 7 p.m. Remember, all times, New York time.
You can make your commute more commutable.
Woo!
The weekday rush hour. That's how much she keeps extorting us for. Hosted by Betty, starting at 8:30 Eastern in the morning. No, 6:30 Eastern in the morning. I can't see anything. My glasses are all messed up. And Traffic with Topper starting at 3:30 Eastern every weekday. Be sure to catch the Inept Supervillains podcast Friday nights, 8 p.m. Eastern. Classic radio programming on Throwback Thursdays and hot dance mixes from 2 till 6 p.m. on Sunday Tea Dance. Visit Shyampa.org for our complete schedule.
You know, folks, since you're here, keep yourself embellished in programming with extra added technical audio procedures. How do I do this, you ask? It's easy. Just keep one of your devices perpetually tuned to Shyampa Radio. Yes, that's right. Leave it on in the background. Don't ever turn it off. You can find us... You can find us primarily on the web at chiampa.org. And soon, you'll be able to re-find on anything that plays Shoutcast Streams, because right now there may be technical difficulties in searching for us. We don't know why, but it's happening.
Yeah, and we've sent an email to Shoutcast Support, which means we'll be answered between now and the
never.
Second coming of Christ.
Now and never.
Yeah.
So. Is that the Star Spangled Banner?
That sure is. That sure is. Yep. So.
Telling us to get off the air.
I have to make an itemized list of things to do, or at least a target list of things to do during the day.
Oh, yeah, because we haven't talked about passes or any of that.
No. No. But. Yeah.
And my fundage is, yeah.
I may have to give you some fundage. Some of it will be car travel, so you won't have to do any fundage.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. Well, we'll just plan accordingly.
Yes.
Folks, it's been lovely.
It has been.
Where are we at?
Oh, not very much. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in tonight. We will not be back next week on Tuesday because I will be in Chicago. Check out our blog at shyampa.org. Don't climb the ceiling after you get caught making pipe bombs with a machete while breaking and masturbating. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for a brand new episode of This Way Out with a P for penis, of course.
That's a wrap. Bye-bye with a
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast Streaming Technology.
For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Shyampa Weed Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.